Here in Spain, we're into August, and we're joined today by Blevins Frank senior partner Chris McCann. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm very well, thanks, Howard. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Chris, after all the challenges we faced last year, 2021 is turning out to be another strange year. Would you say today's climate presents more challenges to preserving and growing your wealth?
I agree that we continue to live in very strange times. England reached the final of a major football tournament, and yet there remains a predictable element to life in that they lost on penalties again. As to whether today's climate presents more challenges to preserving and growing your wealth, I don't think there are more. I just think there are different challenges. For example, for UK persons wanting to move to Spain, rising protectionism in the form of Brexit has thrown up new challenges in relation to immigration and residence. The side effects of the credit crisis in 2007 and the subsequent effects of a global pandemic leave us in a very strange environment where interest rates have hovered close to zero for over 10 years. The various rescue plans that followed both the credit crisis and the pandemic leave us wondering if we're going to start paying for them in the form of higher taxes. But whilst the challenges might be different, the solutions remain the same. Establish a strong plan, maintain a steady hand at the tiller, and be patient.
Let's take a closer look at some of these changes now. Is Brexit done and dusted now, or are there things still we have to bear in mind which we might need to plan for?
Brexit is now done in that the UK has left, but it's definitely not yet dusted. While the plan is barely getting started, risks from the new dispensation have already become evident in forms as small as a ham sandwich confiscated from a truck driver and as large as a naval confrontation in the English Channel. For bankers, traders, truckers, architects and millions of immigrants, the trade agreement was only the beginning of a high-stakes and unpredictable experiment. Regardless, from the point of view of a UK person wishing to leave the UK to enjoy a better quality of life, Spain remains open for business. Whilst Brits no longer have the automatic right to live in Spain, with careful planning, they can continue to enjoy the diverse benefits of a life in the sun. To enjoy uninterrupted access to Spain as a UK national, you will need to apply for residence under the relevant post-Brexit immigration rules. To learn more about the visa options, Blevins Franks have recently launched the European Emigration Advisory Service, and listeners can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com, to download our visa and residency permit guides. Post-Brexit, now that UK assets are no longer EU or EEA assets, they could potentially attract a higher tax bill within the EU. For example, prior to Brexit, assuming that you were resident in Spain, your UK pension was also a EU pension. And so it didn't need to be included as part of your wealth when calculating your Spanish wealth tax liability. Post-Brexit, your UK pension will no longer be an EU pension. And so you will now need to include it as part of your wealth when calculating your Spanish wealth tax liability. Having recently prepared several forecast Spanish tax calculations for clients, adding the value of your accumulated pension funds to your other assets can significantly increase your overall Spanish tax liabilities. One other aspect of Brexit to consider is the impact of retaining assets based in the UK. Regardless of when you become resident in Spain, either pre or post Brexit, retaining assets in the UK will mean that any retained assets, be it UK property, pensions, investments, will remain exposed to any changes the UK might now apply post Brexit, without any consideration for any rules that exist in the EU.
It feels like interest rates have been low forever now. Do you expect the pandemic and its effect on the economy to keep rates low for longer?
Global interest rates were cut significantly in response to the financial crisis in 2007-2008. For example, in the UK, interest rates were cut from over 5% to 0.5%. As the economic outlook improved, interest rates were increased. But as a result of the global pandemic, we saw two emergency rate cuts in March 2020, which saw interest rates fall to 0.1%, where they currently sit. At the same time, European interest rates also fell significantly, with the main deposit facility currently sitting at negative 0.5%. As far as the outlook is concerned, interest rates are unlikely to rise significantly. However, there is growing concern that they may need to start rising to quell rising inflation pressures.
Over the past 18 months, it seems like stock markets have been all over the place. What steps can people take to invest for growth or income, but without taking on too much investment risk?
At Blevins Franks, we follow a simple discipline process. The first step is to agree what your objectives are. The second step is to agree upon a plan to achieve your objectives. And the last piece of the puzzle is to decide upon a suitable, well-diversified portfolio to achieve your plan and ultimately achieve your objectives. As part of the process, from a risk point of view, we take each client through an academically designed suitability process, which helps us to determine their attitude to risk. With this information, we can ensure that they have the potential to generate the returns they require to achieve their objectives, but also ensure that they do not take on too much risk. Having put the plan in place, it's then essential to have good quality investment managers to make investment decisions on a day-to-day basis. And it's also essential to have a trusted advisor to ensure that you are patient and stick to the plan. If any listeners would like to learn more about our approach, they simply need to contact us.
With so much information available online these days, is it essential to take expert professional advice?
Yeah, as you say, there's a huge amount of information available online. But the trick is, as with any subject, the trick is to know what is relevant and to understand how to apply it to your own circumstances. And this is where professional advice can help. I appreciate that some people might prefer taking a DIY approach. And I don't think there is a problem with this if your situation is relatively simple or you have the required knowledge. However, it is easy to get DIY planning wrong, especially with the regulatory goalposts changing all the time. Expatriates have the added complication of having to deal with the rules of more than one country at a time when global scrutiny is at its highest. I think getting it wrong can be very costly. So taking professional advice could save time and money.
Many British expatriates here in Spain continue to use their UK-based financial services, but it looks like there could be some issues now with Brexit. Is that correct?
Look, if you have a good relationship with your UK-based financial advisor, I can understand why you would want to continue using them, despite now living in a different country. However, post-Brexit, you need to make sure that they can legally continue to advise you. Under previous rules, UK-based financial businesses could passport out of the UK and into Europe. But from the 1st of January 2021, this no longer applies. Now that the UK has left the EU, the regulation of financial activity and consumer protection may not continue to line up on both sides. So unless a mutual deal is agreed in relation to financial services in the future, the EU will no longer permit ongoing passporting arrangements for UK financial businesses and advisors. I must admit that I've been surprised at the lack of preparation by many UK financial firms in relation to their relationships with their EU clients post-Brexit. Some UK financial firms have put arrangements in place to be able to continue working in an EU country post-Brexit, but most have not. This being the case, we've seen letters from major UK financial institutions to EU-based clients advising that they will be withdrawing services at short notice and recommending that they make arrangements with an alternative provider who can support them. At Blevins Franks, we've been preparing for Brexit since 2016. We established pan-European operations in line with each country's specific requirements, ensuring that we obtained all the relevant licences and registrations. So when we're approached by people who've received a letter from their UK bank, investment manager or financial advisor, we're pleased to be able to say that yes, we're ready and in position to provide regulated advice in 2021 and beyond. Our local advisors are all regulated, authorised and have the experience and knowledge to advise on all aspects of financial and tax planning in post-Brexit Spain.
What other benefits are there for using an advisor who lives and works here in Spain?
As well as the legal implications, you need to consider if an advisor based in a different country, such as the UK, is best placed to help you take advantage of opportunities that are available to you in Spain. You need to ask a number of questions. Will they understand the intricacies of the tax regime and how it interacts with UK taxation? Will they have in-depth knowledge of the local residence, domicile, tax, succession law and reporting rules? Do they know about and have access to tax-efficient solutions that offer significant benefits to Spanish residents? And who will foot the bill or face the consequences if they get things wrong? Whilst UK-based advisors may be experts on the ins and outs of the UK system for residents in the UK, it's unlikely that they have the same in-depth knowledge for in relation to another country. If listeners haven't already contacted their UK advisors to discuss their ongoing relationships, I suggest that they contact them and find out what arrangements they have put in place for their Spanish-based clients. Alternatively, as always, if you would like to review the suitability of your current arrangements with your local Blevins Franks partner, please contact us.
And the website has all the details.
Yeah, listeners can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com. They will be able to find all our local partner contact details. They will be able to fill in a contact form on the website, and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch shortly after to arrange the most appropriate next step.
Many thanks. We'll talk again here in Spain in the near future.
Thank you very much, Howard. Look forward to it. Bye for now.